to the Creative Pen Podcasts. I'm Joanna Penn, bringing you interviews, inspiration and information on writing, publishing options, internet sales and promotion for your book. The companion website is www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And here's the show.
Hi everyone, this is Joanna Penn for the Creative Pen Podcast, and today I'm interviewing Dale Beaumont. Dale is the best-selling author of 15 books in the Secrets Exposed series. He is also a speaker and entrepreneur, as well as a mentor for young people through his Tomorrow's Youth program. Welcome, Dale.
Thanks very much for having me.
Great to have you on board. So tell us a bit about you and about your books.
Okay. Well, a bit about myself personally. Originally, I was in competitive sports. I was a national gymnast growing up and was very much involved in sports. Then I finished school, started running personal development seminars and programs for teenagers. And that's where I got excited about writing my first book. And it was a personal development book for teenagers called The World at Your Feet. And that was really my introduction to book publishing. And that was at the age of 19. That led to a huge amount of media exposure and publicity, and that really was the launch pad for, I suppose, my real, you know, entrepreneurial career. I continue to run programs for youth to this day, but around about 3 or 4 years ago, back in 2004, I got inspired to write a series of books called the Secrets Exposed series, which is basically a series of books that takes people up close and personal with ordinary Australians who are doing extraordinary things in a range of different topic areas. So that has been a great venture. We've now published 15 books in the Secrets Exposed series. We published 2 books in 2005, 2 books in 2006, and then another 11 books in 2007, which brings the total to 16 altogether. So I've had quite a varied background, done lots of different things, but one of the things which I really love and am very passionate about is the idea of writing and publishing. And so I'm really happy to talk about this subject and give people lots of value who are listening in.
That's brilliant. So that's amazing. I think you said there are 11 books in 1 year?
Yeah, correct. It was a wild, wild year. I had a bit of an immovable deadline. My wife was pregnant, and in November she was going to give birth to our first baby. And so I had a lot of work to do, and I just got down. And I also had a great team around me as well. So I don't claim that I did all of that on my own. I did have great support. But 11 books. It was certainly a lot of late nights, but we got there in the end. And as far as I know, it's an achievement which I don't think anyone has ever done before, not to my knowledge. So I'm really proud that we were able to pull that off in such a short time.
That's amazing. So I guess just for people's information, these are sort of compilation books, aren't they? Can you explain why compilation books are such a good business model, I guess, for authors?
Yeah, fantastic. Well, the books are, as you say, a compilation book, and that means that there's a variety of different authors, or as I call them, contributors, and they each contribute a certain amount of material and content. For my books, they're in a question answer format, so I've actually write all the questions and they write the answers. But some other books out there have compilation books with each person contributing a chapter, or each person maybe contributing an article. And my books have around about 14 to 16 people in each book, but there are other the books out there that have maybe up to 50 people. So it's a really good model because, you know, number one, it doesn't rely on you having to produce all the content. You're leveraging off the intellectual property of other people. But from the reader's point of view, the benefit is that not only are they getting one person's ideas, but they're getting a variety of different ideas and a more balanced and independent point of view. So it's a really good way to write a book, both for you as the author or perhaps publisher, and also for the reader as well.
I first came to know about you by reading one of those books, and that was actually in New Zealand. So you mentioned it's full of Australians, but are the books available overseas as well?
Yeah, when I say Australians, the majority are Australians. There's a couple of New Zealanders that are in the Secrets Exposed series, and also a couple of people from Singapore as well. And the reason why I did that is because I figured with 4 million people or so in New Zealand, another 4 million people in Singapore, it was just able to open up my market. So my books are now sold in New Zealand, and they're also sold throughout Singapore, Malaysia, and Brunei as well. So it just was a way of me being able to expand my market for my books.
Mm. Because if you have a contributing author, you can utilize their networks as well, can't you?
That's another big advantage, is that when it comes to making a book a success, you know, it all comes down to the sales and marketing. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people, they, you know, just have to rely on their own network. But if you can tap into other people's networks by allowing them to contribute to your book in some way and asking them to promote it at the end, then, you know, if you just compound those numbers, you're able to get out there to, just such a huge number of people as opposed to what you could achieve on your own. So that's another big advantage. Plus, they also have invested interest in promoting the book because it's building their profile and their credibility. Plus, in my case, a lot of other people have used my book to get publicity and media exposure for themselves. And in the process, my book's being promoted. And just as I sit here right now, I've got a magazine in my hand that was just sent to me. And this is now nearly a year and a half on from my book coming out. And there's a two-page spread profiling my book. And it was generated by one of the people who was in my book who got some additional publicity. And I wasn't even aware that it was coming out. So it's great to actually know that you're actually having a team of people who have the same goal, which is to, you know, promote the book and to raise their profiles and credibility in the marketplace. So it is a really great way to write a book, especially for people that at this point in their life maybe don't feel like they have enough content to write a book solely on their own. But so what I would say is, you know, why don't you start by teaming up with maybe two or three other people and writing, you know, a few thousand words each, or maybe, you know, it's 10 people, maybe it's 15 people or 20 people. It really depends on how much you want to share of your own knowledge versus how much you want to share of other people's knowledge.
Mm, that's great. So obviously you've got a lot of books there, and, you know, having read a few, they're packed full of information. Can you tell us, like, which one of those did you personally learn the most from?
Well, I think it's always a case with authors that the first book that you do and the first book that you produce is where you get the most amount of growth, because everything is kind of new. It's exciting. It's undiscovered. You're developing new contexts, relationships. You're working out what style that you want, what type of cover design. You're getting your contacts in place. So I think the first probably, you know, two or three books is where I learned the most amount, had the most amount of growth. And but the other books taught me a lot of other things as well. Like, for example, when that year when we did 11 books in one year, that taught me a huge amount about systems and about leverage and about leadership and about delegation and time management as well. So it really is hard to say. I think each phase of my publishing career has taught me different things, and it's been a lot of fun along the way.
Mm. Well, you mentioned their book cover design and things like that. So are the books self-published or are they kind of a mix?
Yeah, all of my books are self-published, and I made that decision, I suppose, early on in my publishing career for a number of reasons. Just a couple of those reasons, if people are interested in discovering for themselves what's their model. Number one, I wanted to have complete creative control of my own work. I wanted to decide the title, you know, what stays in, what stays out. I wanted to be in complete control of that particular process, because if you pass it over to a mainstream publisher, all of that control is handed over to them. So they make all those fundamental decisions. The other thing which is important to me was speed to market. And by being a self-published author, you're able to get a book out there much quicker traditionally than going through a major publisher. And the other thing is, I really wanted to maximize my profit margins when it comes time to actually sell the book. And as a self-published author, typically your profit margins are much higher. Sure, you have to do a lot of extra work than if you went with a publisher, But for me, I like the idea of sales and marketing and business. So it was something that wasn't a struggle to me. It came very naturally. So it was very easy to do. And the last comment that I'll sort of make and why I chose to go down the self-publishing path is that I really wanted the future success of my books to really be in my own hands, because unfortunately, sometimes when you go through a major publisher, now this is not always the case, but in many cases, they'll give your book a 60 to 90 day window, and they'll give it a good push for a period of time, and if the book kicks, if it sells well, then they'll maybe give it another 60 to 90 days, and they'll continue the promotion. However, if your book doesn't perform in that early stage, and sometimes it can be just because that publisher was too busy, or you know, there was too many other books dropped into the market at that time, or the publicity, the timing wasn't right, then if your book doesn't sell, then it's quite possible that your book will sort of start to lose the focus and the attention of the publisher, and within another couple of weeks, your books will disappear from the bookshelves, never to be seen or heard from again. And it's a really sad fact that for many people, they put their life's work into a book, and after 3 months, that book disappears and there's no more exposure. So I really didn't like that. I really wanted to be in control of my book for the long term, and I wanted to be promoting and marketing my book for not just a few months, but for years, and get the maximum benefit out of it. So that's the reason why I chose self-publishing. It's not right for everyone, but that's why you need to do your own research before you dive in.
Mm. That's great advice. So I guess with you saying all of that, I can imagine some authors sort of sitting there listening and, you know, probably thinking, you sound like a businessman. So are you a businessman or an author first? What would be number one?
I'd probably say that I'm, it's kind of both. I suppose at the end of the day, I wanted to write my series of books to give people role models and positive people that they could look up to and access. And I suppose for me, they're kind of one in the same. Is that the more that it, like, I didn't want to just write and there's no point writing unless you can make it a successful business venture and actually make money from it. Because when you make money, you can reinvest into more books and you can do bigger print runs and you can reach and impact more and more people. So I don't know. I suppose fundamentally, I'm a business person, and I've used book publishing as a vehicle in order for me to make a big impact and reach. Now I've sold over 230,000 books, so I've been able to have a huge impact, and I've been able to use it as a vehicle to sort of support my lifestyle and support my family. So I'm, I suppose, one of the few authors that has been able to make a reasonable living out of book publishing. So I would really encourage people, because there are some authors and writers that that maybe don't want to embrace the idea that it's a business. They just see it as a form of art, and that's great. It's all good and well, but if your art doesn't impact and reach lots of people, it's in my mind, it's a real shame. It's a real disservice. So you need to become a little bit more entrepreneurial, and don't just see your book as a work of art. See your book as a business, and know that the more successful your book becomes, the more people you're going to reach. And really, that's what it's all about. It's about your work getting out there and touching people's lives. And unfortunately or fortunately, to do that, you need to think like a business person.
Mm. Well, I guess thinking about your series of books and what you're saying there about now you're making a living, were you able to make a living from one book, or was the aim always to have, 15, 20, to keep growing the series? Because I don't think many people make a living from one book, do they?
No, most people definitely don't make a living from one book, and I think that the average, I was reading somewhere, that the average author earns $3,000 per year. So if you can live off $3,000 per year, then become an average author. But if you can't, then you've got to become better than average author. In fact, you've got to become a great author. And as I said, not just an author, but you've got to start to think like a business person, because gone of the days, I remember seeing that movie, I think it was called Misery or something along those lines, with this
Trapped. Yeah.
Yes, and you get this picture in your mind. I've seen another movie with, I think, Johnny Depp, and he plays a writer. He's got this, you know, long hair, and, you know, he's got this, you know, beard that he probably hasn't shaved in a month or so. And he's out in the, you know, in the forest, and he's got this lovely wooden home, and he sits there at his computer, and he just writes and writes and writes. And that idea of this little hermit author that sits in their little cave and writes away and has no interaction with the real world, that is complete, you know, crap. Publishers today do not want authors that are introverts. They don't want people that are going to be stuck in their cave and that aren't going to be savvy. They want people that are actually going to want to be promoters and talk about their book and to do interviews and to do signings and to, you know, get out there and really hustle. So don't expect your fairy godmother to, you know, wave a wand and say, I'm going to make you a, you know, the next Bryce Courtney or Stephen King or Dan Brown or J.K. Rowling. You know, you need to basically make your own luck in a way. You've got to get out there and make it happen. I think I've gone a bit off tangent. So can you
roll your question again? Well, I guess the question was, you know, more about the business side. But look, I'm really pleased with that direction because I'm sitting here, you know, listening to you and I've seen you speak and you're a very confident person. And I think people, you know, other authors might be sitting there going, well, look, I'm really good at writing, but I'm not so good at promoting. So were you always this confident or how did you learn how to be this confident?
Yeah, to be honest, I remember the first time I ever had to get up and do a speech. It was actually I went to a Catholic boys' school and it was I had to read a prayer and I was shaking so much that the words were jumping around the page, so I couldn't actually read. So I ended up making the prayer up and I had a few interesting looks from the teachers because they kind of had the book in front of them and they knew that I wasn't actually reading the words that were there. So I was that nervous. And that's where I started. But the thing that I just made a decision, I said I was like, I wasn't going to let this beat me. I was just going to do it again and again and again and again until it was comfortable for me. And that's all that I did. I was not born a confident public speaker. It's just because it is repetition, repetition. So I'd say to anyone lacking in the confidence, just take every opportunity that you can where you can be in front of people, where you can be talking to more than one person at a time, even if it starts at small groups, even if you invite half a dozen people around to your home and you have a little bit of a, you know, a networking session or maybe a brainstorm about your book title or whatever you like. Just start to get around groups and take every opportunity and you'll start to grow in confidence and sooner or later it'll just become second nature. It may take some time, just stay committed and persistent.
Mm. And as you say, I mean, you started when you were 19 with your first book and we won't say how old you are, but, you know, it's been a few years now, hasn't it? So
yeah, I don't mind saying I'm 27 now. I still got a long way to go in my publishing career. But yeah, I want to just, I know that there's lots of different types of people listening and, you know, for people that are young, I don't want that to ever be a barrier for you. You know, you've got to turn your what other people would see as a weakness into your strength. So because we published a book at such a young age, we got a huge amount of media and public and exposure because of it. So we used that weakness where other people said you can't be done. And we said, you know, we're going to use that as our fuel to make it happen. And we were able to generate a lot of exposure. So whatever your, if I can be really blunt here, I don't mean to offend anyone, but whatever your, you know, supposed excuse is, if it's I'm too young, I'm too old, I don't know enough, or, you know, I don't speak good English, or I'm not a competent writer, or I'm dyslexic, whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever your obstacle is, someone else out there has overcome it and has done it anyway. So, you know, it can be done. You've just got to believe in yourself. That self-belief is so important and just go out there and do it. Just make it happen.
No, that's great. And I guess a question related to that is that your books all feature quite prominent people in various spheres of influence, I guess. So how did you connect with those people? Did you literally just phone them or how did you do that and how can other people do that?
Okay, so Again, my books have a number of different contributors, as you say, many high profile. So if you would like, if you have a book and you'd like to get other people involved in some way to maybe offer case studies or research or maybe a chapter, or maybe you want to interview for your book, whatever it is, then you've got to do whatever is necessary in order to make a connection. So some cases I was able to pick up the phone, call them, and I was just able to come up with, you know, a little bit of a pitch to maybe it was the person's personal assistant or someone at the reception. And in most cases, I was able to speak to the person directly. And then I was just able to really say, look, this is who I am. I don't expect you to believe me or even, you know, trust me right now, but let me send you a proposal. Let me send you some information so you can have a look at it and I'll give you a follow-up call. So I think that's kind of important to do, is don't try to give them everything over the phone, because they're probably saying, who is this person? Why are they calling me? You know, what have they really got to present? And if, you know, if it's something that's really serious and it's something that is, you know, is going to be a success, surely the person would document it and take the time to put together a proper written proposal. Like, this person needs to have a plan. So I did. I called some people up. I emailed others. I had addresses, so I sent them stuff directly. And in one case, I sat at a person's office until they came in for the day so I could just at least say, hi, my name is Dale. Look, here's a proposal I'd like to give you. You know, I know this sounds a bit, you know, bizarre right now, me dropping in, but just have a look and I'll call you in a couple of days. So whatever means necessary, and if you're persistent, you're going to get some, you'll connect with some great people. But what I would really recommend as well is that that's what I did back then, but now there's some great tools with regards to Facebook and Twitter, which is a whole new way that you can use social media to connect with really big, high profile people. That you would, you know, never be able to connect with otherwise. So that's a really good tool as well. I know you've done some great things in this area, so I'm sure that if people stay tuned into your website or continue reading your blog, that they'll be able to learn some of those great tips from you directly.
Thank you for that. Yes, it's probably my method these days for connecting is using Twitter. And, you know, obviously you're on there as well, so it's a great thing. So I've just got a couple more questions for you. So we've talked a bit about the business side, and of course you've got multiple books now, but you also do speaking, you also have a membership site. Do authors need to look beyond a book in order to make that living? Do they need to actually think about other ideas?
In my opinion, definitely. I think that you need to now see your book as part of your overall structure or business plan, whatever you want to call it. And a book, as great as it is, it only is going to appeal to a certain type, a certain number of people. So therefore you need to be looking at how can you get the same information essentially out into the marketplace, but in a number of different mediums. So you've got your book, and books are great, but then you've also got ebooks, which is another medium, and then you've got audio books, which is another medium. You can turn your books into a keynote presentation, you can turn it into a half-day workshop, a full-day workshop, you can turn it into a five-day seminar if you'd like. And the exciting thing is that people will pay a lot more if they can access that information in different ways. Because unfortunately with the book, you know, there's only so much money you can charge for a book. The industry's kind of put a ceiling at about maybe $30 to $35 for most books. Maybe some computer ones can get up to $70 or $80, but you can't sell a book necessarily for $500. That just doesn't happen. However, you can take essentially that same information and you can pad it out with maybe some work activities that you're going to do, or some brainstorming, or some group activities that I was going to say. And that same information packaged in another way could maybe sell for $500 or $1,000 for a half day or full day training. So I would really encourage people to start thinking about, I've got a book and it's essentially a body of information, and how can I get that same information out to the marketplace in a variety of different ways? I want people to open their minds up to that, because if you're actually going to, you know, publish, you do your book and you go through a major publisher, you might only get $2 or $3 for your book. And so Now, you've got to ask yourself, how many books do you have to sell in order to make $1,000? Whereas I did a presentation about 2 weeks ago, and I got for my 45 minutes on stage, I got paid $3,000. So I thought, you know, I've probably got to sell a fair amount of books in order to make $3,000 in 45 minutes. So that's why I'd really recommend that people start to broaden their views that and start to look at multiple sources of income from their works. So that's a big revelation, and many people don't quite get it, and therefore they don't make much money. And if they don't make much money, it's not, got nothing to do with financial stuff here. It just means that, you know, they can't maybe employ an assistant, or they can't employ a researcher, or it's much, you know, slower. They can't invest in bigger print runs. So it's not about the money. It's just what the money can do for you to advance your career and accelerate your career so much faster. So I see a lot of people say to me, you're 27 years of age. How did you, you know, get published? How did you publish 16 books? You know, well, I said to people, you know, I did things differently. You know, if I did what everyone else was doing, I'd be making $3,000 a year as the average Australian author. So you've got to do things differently in order to get different results. So just my advice is just to people, just open your mind, just entertain what I'm, you know, some stuff that I'm talking about. And when the opportunity arises, just give it a shot.
No, that's brilliant. And you actually, you've put all this together, haven't you? You've actually got a Get Published Secrets program. Can you tell us a bit about that and you know, what you talk about in that course?
Great. Well, what had happened to me was when I was releasing all these books, people's kind of heads were spinning at how quick that they were coming out. And I was getting phone call after phone call. I was getting about six or seven a week of people saying, wow, this is amazing what you've done. I'd love to write a book myself. Can I take you out for lunch? And so at the beginning, I wanted to help everybody. So I said, sure, let's go out for lunch. But then I was booked up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I was just like, look, I can't do this anymore. There's not enough time. And people need more than just 45 minutes that I can offer over lunch. So I then basically decided I was going to put together a program to share everything that I've learned over the last 7 years of how to write, publish, and market your own books. So it's a program that I developed called Get Published Secrets. So people that are listening to this program want to find out more, you can go along to getpublishedsecrets.com. On the homepage, I give away some free information. There's a free audio CD, which is all downloadable, and also a publishing guide. So check out that free information. It'll help you to understand that there's seven different ways in order to get your book published, and you'll be able to know what all the different options are and what are the pros and cons of each and which one is right for you. And then for those people that are really serious and that want to access my entire base of knowledge, then they can get the entire Get Published Secrets program, which is 8 DVDs, 16 audio CDs, and a bunch of other things which you can check out on the website. So it's a program that has helped dozens of people to become best-selling authors, and something I'm very proud of. And if it's right for you, I hope it can help you as well.
It's brilliant, and I'll be posting a video about that as well on my site, so people can check that out. The other thing I wanted to ask is about your Tomorrow's Youth program, because obviously, as you said, you're a kind of self-development junkie, and you set up this program. Can you explain a bit about Tomorrow's Youth?
Sure. Well, Tomorrow's Youth was my first, I suppose, real passion apart from my sporting career, and it's working with teenagers to teach them practical life skills that aren't really focused on in school. So things like goal setting, team building, how to have motivation, creativity, money management, how to succeed in careers, a whole lot of just really important stuff. And that program has started off, basically in the garage of my parents' place. And now we've run programs for now about 23,000 young people in five different countries. So something I'm very passionate about. And if people listening know of a teenager or maybe are a teenager, then I would recommend that they check out the website Tomorrow's Youth. Tomorrow's with plural S at the end, tomorrowsyouth.com.au, and you can find out about our programs. We run them across most states in Australia, not all, but most, And it's run by myself and also my good friend Brent Williams, who's the main main contact person. So his details are on the website, and I'd encourage you to check it out because it's made a huge impact on the lives of thousands of young people.
Yes, and I guess one of the things you teach is, you know, that anyone can do anything they put their mind to. And I guess that's encouragement for people who might be listening who haven't actually got a book published or out there yet.
Yep, exactly.
So, okay, so I guess one last question before we let you go, Dale, with your publicity hat on. It's all very well us writing books and everything, but there's, we've got to sell it. So what are your top three tips for authors on how they can get publicity?
Okay, publicity is really, really important. And I'd love to do a whole call and interview with you another time, and we could just talk about publicity. Because I've learned so much with regards to this particular subject. But three quick tips are, the first one is to have a really strong and thought out angle for your story. You can't just go there with saying I'm an author. It's like a story like, well, I'm a taxi driver. Well, you know, basically big deal. What about what you've done is really is really special? What's unique about it? What's interesting about it? Is it controversial? Is it funny? Is it is it courageous? Is it, what's the story behind it? So you really need to think through your angle and maybe speak with someone who understands the media well to flesh that out and to make sure that it's really specific and it's going to grab and hook people's attention. The second thing is, once you've done that, is you've just got to get out there and, you know, to use an unfriendly term, what some would say, is basically you're a picture story. You basically got to sell it out there. You've got to just let people know about it. So that may involve some legwork, picking up the phone, getting out there and talking to people and, you know, selling them on your idea for your story. And then the last one is to be persistent. Because sometimes you speak to someone on a bad day, or maybe if you sent a media release out, it was kind of, we went into the spam filter, or it was just received by, you know, a junior who was doing work experience and, you know, didn't even know how to recognize a good story, so they just put it into the the junk folder. You just because people said no on a particular day, don't just say, oh, they're not interested in me, they don't like me. Go back maybe a week or a month later and just pitch, you know, pitch the same story on many occasions, and all of a sudden they're like, wow, this is such a great story. I'm like, well, I didn't say this, but it's like, hey, I sent it to you before, So my three things are, have a great angle, you know, pitch your story out there to as many people as you can, and the last one is just be persistent with it.
That's brilliant advice, Dale. So how can people find out more about you and your books?
Okay, so if they want to find out more about me personally, you can go to dalebeaumont.com. So that's just got information about me. It's got a photo gallery and it's got some of my PR. And it's got some, actually, it's quite interesting to go there and have a look at my photo gallery, because one of the galleries there is about my book publishing career. And you can actually see a number of photos from me right at the very beginning to going on and publishing 16 books. The other websites that I have is, one's called secretsexposedclub.com, and there's a products page and you'll be able to see the books that I have. That's secretsexposedclub.com. And then the last one is the one that I mentioned before, to teach other people about how to write and publish their own book, and it's called getpublishedsecrets.com. And if you go to that site, as I mentioned, there's some free information there. Start with that, and I'm sure it will actually, you know, help your understanding of this exciting area and help you, yeah, make your book a success.
Well, thanks ever so much for your time, Dale. That's been brilliant.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure, and I'm glad you're doing such amazing work, and I want to recommend that people continue to stay plugged into your website, because you're offering great information and it's very beneficial. So well done, and thanks again for the opportunity.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. You can get more information on writing, publishing options, sales and promotion for your book at www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with double N. And you can also get your free How to Be an Author workbook at www.howtobeanauthor.com. See you next time.